الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله، وقال تعالى: يحبهم ويحبونه. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us many qualities as human beings, and one of the great qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave human being is mahabba. Human being loves and also likes to be loved. Love is a very strong emotion and also has great impact on human life. When you like something, you want to have it. When you really like something, you really want to have it. When you love something, you love to have it. Human being is somehow under the influence of love. So much so that when we love something, we can sacrifice anything for the sake of it. It becomes easier to sacrifice anything for the sake of it. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Quran that we love money. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. That human being is very strong in his love for the wealth, for the money. And this is very easy to understand and easy to explain. In Chicago, when you have heavy snow, who likes to go out and clear the snow, turn the car, wait for 15-20 minutes for the engine to warm up, for the heater to start working? Nobody. When it is very cold outside, it's more comfortable to stay inside the house. It is warm, it is more enjoyable. But how come you wake up any time of morning, wake up 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, any time, just see outside, see any main street, no matter what, you will see people on the street. Even when you have really heavy snow, you will see people driving, you will see people on the move. What is it that is motivating them, that keeps them going, that wakes them up, and that encourages them to actually go out, put on heavy jackets, you know, heavy gloves, move the snow? What is it? It is the love for the money. The love for the money. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. I remember a few years back, I was with Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Hazrat Mufti Nawab Rahmat Sahib, Dawa Barakatum. We had several programs in Minneapolis, Wisconsin. Then we went to Nebraska, Omaha, by road. It was very heavy snow. Obviously, because it was already planned, the program was already planned, we had no option. Either we cancel, then it becomes very difficult to make the program again. So Alhamdulillah, we decided with the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal to go. Snow was everywhere, in Wisconsin up to here. We went to Minnesota. When we were going to Nebraska, you know, every few miles there is a car flipped. Every few miles there is a truck on the side of the street. Every few miles. It was as if, you know, you are dreaming. You are not seeing it in real. So many cars. People know it's very dangerous. You know, it can be very icy. The side of the street, the side of the freeway can become icy because the main area can become clear, but the sides can remain icy. And it's very dangerous. People know it's dangerous, but still people driving. How come? Well, I have to go. I have to do the work in order to get paid. No work, no pay. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. This is the nature of human being, that love motivates. And love prepares for sacrifice. People sacrifice comfort. People sacrifice sleep. People sacrifice anything. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is not asking that we don't love the money. Allah is saying that human being loves. We love our children, don't we? We love our children. Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayati dunya. Wealth and the children are beauty of this life. We love our children. And it is our love for our children because of which we work hard. Mothers wake up all night if the child is not well. A mother cannot sleep while the child is crying. You cannot leave the child in a different room and say, let him cry. He'll cry for 2-3 hours and then he'll go to sleep. Can you imagine a mother saying that? A mother will not say that. A mother will not say that. Even if you have no solution, a mother will never say that. Even if we don't find any justification, any explanation, a mother will not say that because of the love for the child. Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayati dunya. Without our parents, this is natural. We have love for our parents. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught us in the Quran that we make dua for our parents. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. This is a dua Allah has taught in the Quran. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا. Oh my Lord, Ya Allah, Oh my Rabb, ارْحَمْهُمَا, have mercy on them. Yani, mom and dad. كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. The way they raised me from a very young age. You know, children, when they are born, they are just this much. Right? Very tiny, few pounds. Only few pounds. A child is totally dependent on the parents. In order for the child to die, you don't need to do anything except just neglect. If the parents neglect the child, khalas, that will cause the death of the child. But the parents, Allah Azza wa Jalla puts love in their heart. So they do everything. And then we have many more types of love. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is not asking that we don't love our parents, or we don't love our children, or we don't love even the money. This is all there. This is part of our personality. But Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that we love Allah more than anybody else. You keep loving your children, keep loving your parents, keep loving your money, no problem. But just see where you stand and how you compare your love for Allah with your love for anything else. If the love for Allah is high, alhamdulillah. If the love for Allah Azza wa Jalla comes first, alhamdulillah. Because that is a sign of iman. That is sign of iman. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Those who believe, they love Allah more, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he considered love for Allah there is love of Allah and there is love for the sake of Allah. These are two different things. Love of Allah, yani we love Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah is our Khaliq, Allah is our Creator. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is our Raziq, He provides. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He is our Rabb, He is sustaining. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is Rauf, He is Rahim. Allah is merciful, Allah is kind, Allah is Wadood, Allah is loving, Allah is Ghafoor, Allah is forgiving. So we love Allah Azza wa Jal. That is one thing which is good and beautiful and which we are supposed to have anyway. There is another thing which is love for the sake of Allah. Yani you love somebody else other than Allah for the sake of Allah. We love something else for the sake of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he considered loving for the sake of Allah is perfection of iman. Man ahabba lillah wa abghadha lillah wa a'ta lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istakmala al-iman. Whoever loves for the sake of Allah and whoever dislikes for the sake of Allah, whoever gives for the sake of Allah, and whoever withholds for the sake of Allah, he has completed his iman. فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. In some narrations, the wording is فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ إِيمَانَهُ, meaning is same, almost same. فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ or فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ إِيمَانَهُ أو كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He loves for the sake of Allah, meaning anything that is related to Allah Azza wa Jal, anything that has some sort of connection with Allah Azza wa Jal, anybody with who has some sort of nisbat, some sort of relation with Allah Azza wa Jal, this person loves for the sake of that connection with Allah. That will develop iman and that will perfect iman. And this is a very huge field, big field. We can walk in this field for very long. We can explore this world for so long. There is so much to do in this field. In this life, we have so many types of relations. We have relations with our family. Either because of natural connection with the family or because of dependency. Sometimes it becomes dependency that I have no option. Sometimes may Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. People grow old, or even when they are young, you are in a relationship and the relationship is not good. the relationship, either with friends or with family, is not good. But a person has no choice. Sometimes people feel stuck. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. So they maintain this relationship because of dependency. Because if I break this relationship, well, how am I going to survive? So this relationship is not natural, and this relationship is not sincere either. It's just necessity. Just pure necessity. We do business with people. That is also relationship. That is relationship of interest. I am going to be friendly with this person. Well, I can do a good deal with him. The more friendly I am, the better deal I can get out of this person. So this relationship, it looks very nice, but it is pure interest based. If I don't have any interest, I don't want to know you. And you can look for many examples in this life that people have relationship because of so many different reasons. This happens, and we see this. Muslims do this, and non-Muslims also do this. Even animals do this. Animals also are very clever. They are very clever, they are very smart, and they also do this. What Allah Azza wa Jalla wants from the believers, when we relate to each other, when we connect with each other, on top of different considerations, there has to be another consideration. And that consideration should be stronger than any other consideration. That connection has to be stronger than any other connection, which is the consideration of Allah Azza wa Jal. Man ahabba lillah, whoever loves for the sake of Allah. I love my children. There is a consideration of father and son. Okay, that's good. That is not wrong. That is natural. I love my son for the sake of Allah. It is not straightforward. It is not easy. It is not the easy level to reach. I love my daughter, father, mother. You love your daughter, being father, being daughter. That is okay. That is good. That is natural. You know, human being is like that. You love your daughter for the sake of Allah. Is that easy? Our parents, even our close family members, our wife, you love your wife? Well, you should. If you don't love your wife, something is wrong. Right? Something is seriously wrong. You love your wife being wife. Wife loves husband being husband. That is okay. That is good. One loves his wife, his spouse, for the sake of Allah. That is a total different meaning. And that is a total different status of being. Loving for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. You are looking after your family just because they are family. That's okay. You are looking after your family for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. You are visiting somebody because they are your friend. Fine. You are visiting somebody for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. You are offering tea, coffee to somebody because they are your neighbors. That's fine. You are offering something for the sake of Allah. The difference is the difference of iman. And this difference leads to the perfection of iman. Man ahabba lillah wa abghadha lillah. you dislike somebody, say somebody has said something rude to you, obviously we dislike, right? We get very angry. You are saying this to me? You don't know who I am? You don't know me? I can show you. Shaitan, immediately. Because Shaitan is from fire. Shaitan comes immediately. So we dislike people who dislike us. Right? Somebody causes you harm. Somebody steals your money. We dislike them. Somebody hits your car. Are you going to like him? Somebody hits your car. Forget about hitting the car. Somebody takes your space. Somebody takes your space. We become a different person. Immediately we become a different person. Even when people come to the masjid, they are coming for salah. They are coming to remember Allah Azza wa Jal. They are coming to put their head on the floor in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. They are supposed to be humble. They are supposed to be down to the earth. Just take their space. They arrive before you and you try to park your car. See what happens. People change. Very quickly change. Why? They are getting angry for themselves. We get angry for our nafs. We get angry for our ego. But there is anger for the sake of Allah. There is dislike for the sake of Allah. There is displeasure for the sake of Allah. How much do we have that? How much we dislike somebody for the sake of Allah? How much we get angry with somebody for the sake of Allah? Somebody in our family prays, doesn't pray, nothing happens. Somebody in our family breaks the rules of Allah Azza wa Jal, nothing happens. We don't care. Our wife, our husband, our son, our daughter, our brother, our sister, they do anything, everything. We don't care. We don't get hurt. We don't receive any effect whatsoever. It does not cause any concern. Meaning what? Meaning that we do not get angry for the sake of Allah. If a person does not love for the sake of Allah, if a person does not get angry for the sake of Allah, his iman can never be perfect. His iman can never be complete. It is not possible that we love Allah Azza wa Jal and at the same time those who violate the teachings of Allah, we remain normal and natural with them. It is not possible. You love your dad very much, and somebody says very rude words to your dad, and you are still saying, "How are you, brother? How are you?" What does it mean? It simply means that you don't love your dad. Because if you love your dad, you cannot like this person who is misbehaving with your dad. You will hold accountable for what he has said or what he has done. You know, within the boundaries of Sharia, within the boundaries of Islam. Man ahabba lillah wa abghadha lillah. Whoever loves for the sake of Allah and hates for the sake of Allah, likes for the sake of Allah, and dislike for the sake of Allah. My dear brothers, these things look very simple. But this is a field that we need to explore. And this is a field where we need to make effort on ourselves. That do I love Allah more or less? That is one stage. Do I love Allah more than my parents? Do I love Allah more than my children? Do I love Allah Azza wa Jal more than my family? Do I love Allah more than anybody else? More than anything else? Do I love Allah and His Messenger more than myself? Do we love Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than ourselves? Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, they used to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than their parents. That's why they used to say, Fidaka abi wa ummi. Fidaka abi wa ummi. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. They used to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than their children. One child, two children, four, five, ten. Anybody, everybody can be sacrificed for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even they used to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than themselves. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu, Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, they were very honest, very open, because without honesty and openness, we cannot grow and we cannot improve. If I know something is wrong with me and I don't ask somebody for help, how am I going to get rid of that wrong? And we all have so many wrongs in ourselves. So we need help. We need somebody to help us get rid of this wrong. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than my parents. I love you more than my children. I love you more than the rest of the people. But somehow, I don't feel the same about myself. I don't feel same about myself. Yani, still, I am not sure whether I love myself more or I love you more. Look at the honesty of Umar radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, not yet. Yani, your iman is not perfect yet. Umar, giant of Islam. Umar radiallahu anhu, khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khalifa of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. One of the earliest people to accept Islam. But Umar, he is honest with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That, you know, I'm not sure. I don't think that I love you more than myself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, not yet. Still, you have more work to do. Then, obviously, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had concern for his companions. And he is a senior companion. And he's been with him for so long. Our Prophet, he put his hand on the chest of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He placed his hand on the chest of Umar radiallahu anhu. With the barakah, with the blessing of the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his heart changed. Immediately, his heart changed. And Sayyidina Umar, he said, Ya Rasulullah, now I love you more than myself. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us such love that we love Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than ourselves. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla perfect our iman. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.